From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A defiant North Korea says it will persist in its nuclear weapons development program, despite calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. It says new UN sanctions against it for its missile test were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty, with state media claiming that they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea's response to the UN sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke of good faith efforts by Pyongyang.
The best signal that North Korea could give us that they're prepared to talk would be to stop these missile launches. I think the world is also expressing a view to China and Russia that we do have an expectation that you will do everything you possibly can to help North Korea understand the reality of the future as well.
The new sanctions could deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year to fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. It would ban all exports of coal, iron, lead, and seafood, and cap the number of North Korean laborers allowed to work outside the country. The United States, Japan, and Australia express serious concerns over disputes concerning the South China Sea, while calling for a halt to land reclamation and military actions in the area that could increase tensions or cause permanent environmental damage. They're asking China and the Philippines to abide by an arbitration ruling last year that invalidated much of China's territorial claim to the South China Sea, which is claimed in part by Taiwan and ASEAN members Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam. This is VOA News. A vote of no confidence in South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, will take place Tuesday through secret ballot. The vote against the increasingly unpopular and scandal-plagued leader will mark the eighth parliamentary attempt to remove him from power. Opposition parties had asked for the ballot to be held in secret in a bid to embolden critics within the famously disciplined ANC to turn against their leader. After spending more than 6 weeks deliberating the matter, the National Assembly Speaker announced her decision Monday, taking 12 minutes to read it before a packed news conference.
The Constitutional Court ruled that a vote of no confidence in the President of the Republic of South Africa is constitutionally permissible, whether through an open vote or secret ballot, and that I, as the Speaker of the National Assembly, have the constitutional power to decide the voting procedure for such vote of no confidence.
That's Malika Mbite speaking. On Monday, thousands of Zuma critics marched outside Parliament in Cape Town to demand his ouster, a pro-Zuma protest planned for Tuesday. Democratic Republic of Congo police say at least 12 people were killed during clashes between police and members of a separatist sect. A spokesman said four of the sect members and eight others were killed by stray bullets. Witnesses say the clashes followed an attack on Kinshasa's main prison. The group stormed the same prison in May, freeing their leader and scores of others. Witnesses say this time the attackers did not make it past the prison's main doors. U.S. President Donald Trump appears to be standing by his pledge to conduct business on his working vacation in New Jersey. He received an intelligence briefing while at his golf club and held an hour-long telephone call to discuss North Korea with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, also to get an update on his trip to Southeast Asia. In addition to his talks with Tillerson, Mr. Trump also discussed the threat posed by North with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. After their conversation, the U.S. president said on Twitter he was very happy and impressed with the 15-0 United Nations vote on North Korea's sanctions. The remains of a man killed in the terrorist attack on New York's World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, have been identified nearly 16 years after the attacks. The city medical examiner's office announced the finding Monday, but is still withholding the man's name at the request of his family. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. It is going to be old school, the African beat way. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario musalo ke kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote, ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembie, lelo bitumba lobi kosona na baye.
Kulinga kapesi bazai na mbongo Yoka ndenge azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basi pe na mibali Yo moto zai na badiplom mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nini ozako baby saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario Ah, nalembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zotwe koma sembe sembe Oko pete nga na zoka Lobi na zwa maladi ya kanser Lobi tango na kopola yo kimi na ye Mario na ba ye Mario na lembi ye
Ba familia Mario bakanisaka Mario apesaka nga mosoro Nzoka nga moto na latisaka ye na leisaka ye na lalisaka ye Mario na lembi ye amusé, Mario. Mario, mon salaco bête la gâte banadi coco. Banangoya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
ba sapato ya coco on attaque kaka moi si muta sombe la kan pinamba ya pa
sasa ni lunch time tufunge makazi twende kwa chakula tuje tena sana ne wengine wana kwenda
Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues, this time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you. Now who they hungry? Bobo. Your mother go for farm, he no come, where you say he come. Now who they hungry, Bobo?
I don't care.
Super. I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Don't forget, today is old school, the African beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondy, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America. African Beats.
Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria.
Hallelujah, chimney, Jehovah, chimney, Mela,
Oyo by the Dark City Sisters of South Africa, and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Isaac Sowah in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Den here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
African Beats.